This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to come into your home and all the radio, just minister to you the love of God, to minister to you, you know, we call it, you know, the kingdom ministry of God. The same thing Jesus came preaching, you know, for his message was, when he came to this earth and he started preaching, this is what he said, repent. Kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, we'll start this all over again. We was a little distracted. I had the wrong mic, and y'all have to forgive me for that. But as we always start out saying, praise the Lord, and what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God. You know, that's an honor. And that's a privilege for me, you know. And not only for me, but it's really an honor and a privilege for all of us. You know, it's the greatest story that has ever been told. You know, it's the story that Jesus told. I'm going to make a statement here, and I'm going to say something, you know, that I don't know if it's going to go too good, you know, in the religious world, you know. And that's this, you know. Satan's most successful tactic against us is to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I mean, listen, I'm going to say it again. His most successful tactic. In fact, let's back all the way back up. You know, I'm going to have to fix this, you know. I come into this radio broadcast, into this station sometime running late. And not late, but right at the point where I have to come on. Sometimes I sit out in my car or something, but I'm going to have to fix that, you know. Because God is a God of order. So let's back all the way back up one more time. And let's offer our prayers unto our Father. Father in heaven, we thank you for what an honor, what a privilege it is that you would summons us, all of us that's on that's listening to this radio broadcast. We thank you that you would summons us past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the holy place, all the way behind the veil, all the way back into your very presence. We thank you, Father, for that invitation, for that is the invitation that you have extended to all mankind. Come boldly to your throne and obtain mercy and find grace to help you, to help us in our time of need. So that's what we do, Father. We obey that command. We come into you, Father, and this is our petition, Lord. Let your kingdom come in our lives. Let your governing influence come in our lives. Let what you say and what you doing and what your desire and what you want, let that be in our lives. Let your will be done in our lives. Many are the plans in our hearts, Father, but it is your purpose that will prevail. So thy kingdom come and thy will be done. And Father, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven, Father. You use us, and you're the potter, we're the clay. You mold us, you shape us. We humble ourselves under your word and under the ministry of your Holy Spirit, Father. And we once again, we say, not our kingdom and not our will, but thy kingdom come and thy will be done in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven. And give us, Father, on a daily basis, this day and every day thereafter, everything that we have need of, Father, our daily bread, to help you accomplish that, Father. To help you accomplish, Father, your kingdom and your will being done in our lives here on earth. Give us every day everything that we have need of, Father, and accomplish that. And as we go into this earth, Father, and as we look into your word, and as we see the standard that you set for us, Father, we also see how far below our rights and privileges that we are living, Father. We see our weaknesses and our shortcomings, our faults, our mistakes. Our sins are ever before you, Father. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hands and say, Father, forgive us of all our trespasses. Forgive us of all our sins, Father. Forgive us of all our shortcomings. Forgive us of all our faults, all our mistakes, all our weaknesses, all our inabilities. Everything that's short of you, Lord, and your image and your likeness, Father, forgive us, Father. Even, my Father, as we forgive those who have trespassed or sinned against us, Father. Not only do we ask, Lord, you to forgive us, but we ask you, Father, to let love flow through us, Lord. That love that has shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, that we might love one another, Father. That we might be able to look past one another's faults and mistakes, and see one another's needs, Father. And meet that need, Father. And the greatest need that we all have, Father, we just want to be loved, Father. We just want to be thought well of, Father. We just want to be spoken well of, Father. So help us to look past, Father, one another's faults and mistakes and see that need, Father. And love one another. And Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We'll make sure, Father, that hey, as we manifest your glory in the earth, Father, we will not take your glory from you. We'll let the world know, Father, that it is you and that it is Christ in you and you in Christ. And Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we'll say, Father, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, all the credit belong to you. Now, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would anoint us. Let that anointing that's in us and come up and on us, and let that anointing fall down on those, Father, who maybe have not yet received your anointing. And I ask you, Father, to speak through these lips of clay to minister to the needs of your people. Every need that's represented out there in this radio audience, Father. Every need. Every need that's represented, Father. I stand in the gap, Father, and I stand in your place, and I decree and declare just as you do, just as your son did. That you, Father, supply all our needs according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, I decree and declare that every need that's represented in the lives of your people, Father, whatever that need may be, spirit, soul, or body, I decree the sick heal. I decree every need met. I decree and declare, Father, every prison door, Father, loose. I decree and declare provisions for all your people. I decree and declare, Father, salvation. I decree that and I declare that. And I thank you, Father. Once again, Holy Ghost, have your way. Speak through these lips of clay. Less of me and more of you. In fact, none of me and all of you. Have your way, Father. Now speak to our heart, Father, so that we might know you and Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's in his resurrection. And once again, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and share with you the gospel of the kingdom. I'm going to always say this because, boy, that's the forefront, and that's where I want to pound, man. I mean, that's what the Holy Spirit or I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, man, want everybody, man, to come to the knowledge of, man. And, man, that's the greatest story that has ever been told. That's the gospel. Watch this. I started to say it earlier, you know, I think I was on the wrong mic. It's the gospel, watch this again, not the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel that Jesus preached. Hello. I was beginning to tell you earlier, you know, that we got an enemy. The enemy is the devil and all his fallen angels. You might not understand all that, not spiritually, or you just might not, you might know it, but really understand it, you know, you got some... In this world that we live in, man, you know, there's two worlds on this one earth. It's a world of darkness and a world of light. It's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. It's the governing influence of everything that the devil is doing, and it's the governing influence of everything that God is doing. And what, boy, he want more than anything else, well, our Father, the devil, me, he don't ever want you to come to the knowledge and to the gospel of the kingdom. All the other good news messages, no, they are great messages, and they are good messages. But the greatest of them all is the gospel of the kingdom. Not any kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom of God. Not only the message of the kingdom of God, but the gospel of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. See, if we're not careful, you know, we'll get preoccupied with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. Or we'll get preoccupied with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. If we're not careful, you know, our enemy will preoccupy us. He's talking to the church, all of us, with good things, and we'll preach the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that Jesus preached. I'm going to say that again because I don't know how well it's going to go over, but it ain't me, it's the Holy Spirit. All he's going to do is bring us in remembrance of everything that Jesus Christ has already spoken into our hearts. If we're not careful, you know, the enemy will have us preoccupied with a good thing at the expense of forfeiting a great thing. See, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's a good thing. But boy, that's a greater thing than that. That if you're not careful, you'll miss out on. But boy, the good news about him will have you jumping and shouting and get you excited. And man, man, it'll do some things in your life. In fact, it'll get you out of the kingdom of darkness, man, into the kingdom of his dear son. And that's a good thing. But it's not just... That'll get you saved. And that's a good thing.